Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'll be your pastor of the day. I hope you had an uplifting Easter celebration and possibly a wonderful gathering of family and friends. Easter is a culmination of many events in our Christian calendar, starting with Ash Wednesday, continuing through Lent to Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Easter. Perhaps you participated in Lenten fasting or giving up something you enjoy during that time as a sign of repentance. Maybe you attended a Palm Sunday service and were given a palm frond, remembering Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem with people honoring him by spreading palms in their cloaks on the road as he rode in on a donkey. Then a Maundy Thursday service where the Last Supper is remembered. The next day is Good Friday, when Jesus was nailed to a cross to die for our sins. Then came Easter morning, and possibly a sunrise service, when it was discovered that the tomb was empty and that Jesus had risen from the dead, that his sacrifice, his sin offering for our sins, had been accepted by God our Father Almighty. We celebrated. We sang those celebratory songs with gusto and hands uplifted. In our present-day world, this season can also be a time when we historically prepare by going out and shopping for new clothes to wear for that special Easter morning service. Then, when Easter morning finally arrives, we dress in our new clothes and head to church to celebrate Christ's resurrection. We celebrate the newness of our resurrected life in our new clothes, with an emphasis on enjoying the highly spiritual-lifting worship service. Then, after all the celebrations are completed, we go home and go to bed and wake up to another Monday morning. Another Easter has passed. Another holiday has come and gone. Another season of buying new clothes is behind us. Now is the time to return back to our daily routine of living. After the resurrection celebration, we go back to normal, and we do not take that celebration into the days and weeks that follow. Does this sound familiar to you? When Monday morning rolls around, you look forward to the next occasion when you'll have the opportunity to wear those new clothes. However, we need to apply this to our lives being changed. Because the resurrection, when Christ rose from the dead, we did change clothes. We went from wearing the dark clothes of sin to the white clothes of forgiveness. We changed clothes. It was noticeable. And those around us could tell that we were different. This change is what we celebrate on Easter. Christ's resurrection changed us forever, and yet we are quiet about the most important victory we'll ever experience. Please understand, how you see Christ in your own circumstance will determine where you are as it relates to the resurrection. You could be standing at the foot of the cross, helpless and lost, thinking that Christ is not with you, that you could be standing at the empty tomb, confused about where Christ is in your situation. Or you could be standing in Galilee, conversing with the Master, knowing that your life has been changed forever. Wherever you are standing will determine how you respond to the resurrection and how you will live after you experience his resurrection. You see, Monday will always follow Easter Sunday, but it does not need to be the same old Monday. Jesus returned and spent time with his disciples, as we read in Luke 24:50-53. It says, "When he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God." Let us continue to celebrate in the joy of our salvation. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I am your pastor of the day.